Go ahead.
Are innate affliction intellectually acquired in a past life? I ask this question because otherwise, how could we be born with the Buddha nature and at the same time have innate afflictions? It seems to be inconsistent.
Can you repeat one more? Can you repeat one more?
Yes. Are innate afflictions intellectually acquired in a previous life? I ask this question because otherwise, how could we be born with the Buddha nature and at the same time have innate afflictions?
So, I mean, are innate afflictions learned in the first place, yeah? And then they become a habit, right? That's your question, right?
No, what I'm saying is innate. So, where innate affliction means you're born with them.
Yeah.
But they must have been intellectually acquired in a previous life to be born with them. If they're not intellectually acquired, then it means that you're naturally born with them, but is inconsistent with being born with the Buddha nature.
Well, another way of saying it is that, is there a first moment of the innate afflictions? Yeah? Does innate affliction has a beginning, first moment?
Yes.
I think then... that's the...
Because you said previously that
you have
intellectually acquired afflictions, correct? So in order to, so then when you die and you're reborn, if they're innate, it means you're born with them. But if they're previously intellectually acquired, then that is consistent with the Buddha nature. But if not, then there's an inconsistency.
I think pretty much like what Kwa Ching asked in the previous lesson. Can intellectually acquired afflictions transform in entity into an innate affliction?
Yes, the answer is yes.
No, I mean, that's the question, I think.
Right, okay.
Yeah. That's another way of expressing the question. Yeah.
Right.
And the other one is, are innate afflictions learned in the first place?
Yes, that's a good way to put it, yes.
Yeah.
Are innate afflictions learned?
Yeah. Do they have a beginning? Yeah.
Learned in the first place, or are they intellectually acquired?
That is Pena come the Shinimbo said Shane Halata, Toma Yomanes. That is the Shigeto, come the Shinimbo said Toma Mavish, a teacher Shigar. When the Tathagata essence is taught, it is said that the Tathagata essence is beginningless. Has no beginning.
Oh, that is in the gala, and it is the day some time to gala, Penata. Pena, Simjan Slavena, till I be said Tomamete. The competition was a Tomamet, Sidola, Simjan, the Dola. Tambo didn't join a sepezeta, Zuzu Sedesh.
So if the Tathagata essence has no beginning, then we would have to say that sentient being, any particular sentient being, that sentient being has no beginning. You will not be able to point to a moment in time where say, oh, this was when a sentient being arose. Right. Sentient beings has no beginning,
yeah?
When we say that a sentient being has no beginning, we are saying that mind, consciousness has no beginning. Because if consciousness has a beginning, then sentient being would have a beginning. But since consciousness has no beginning, yeah, then there's no beginning of a sentient being. Because if you posit a first moment of consciousness, the beginning of consciousness, then there will be a logical fallacy.
And the same chung had the chiro pambu sukhengi, same get to Yamanes. That, but the same getty, yana, same chiquash, Timena, that demedu is a pajero chiquash, but the same juana. A Timado Sukhang Rabatin, same get to Maris, that he repeated to him got it, that living chona yapsik, that tooks in Dubimudua. Rabatin, Sukhang Rabatin, same game at the mash, same git, same king at la, and same namashiquash. 샘나메 샵에 박차시티 내 얘기 다지 다시니 송기하래 재산다 독신 삼로 땅바이나 한 줄라 통매 매워 지자주기하래
So consciousness, we have to think of consciousness in terms of a continuity. It's a continuum, isn't it? So if so the consciousness has no beginning, the stream of consciousness has no beginning, because if you pause it at the beginning, then indeed there will be a lot of logical fallacies which you cannot uphold. It's untenable. Yeah. As said clearly in the text on by Dignaga and Dharmakati. So it is said very clearly that mind, consciousness, cannot arise from a prior moment of matter. Consciousness can only arise either from consciousness or imprint, a non-associated compositional factor, an imprint that is established by mind.
다 디레스 다 놓고라 다 섬나 토마메 마시샤시 다 디레 다 섬나 토마메 마시샤기에서 다 섬자라 토마메 수도 다 섬자 토마메 수도가라 다 니모 랭게를 차셔바이네 고 섬지 두점니네 니모 랭게디 냠도 여대 없이 차기도 와 그렇고
So going by this reasoning, since the mind can only come from a prior moment of consciousness or from an imprint established by consciousness, then as such, you know, then we will not be able to posit a first moment of consciousness. So as such, consciousness has no beginning, and if consciousness is no beginning, then there's no beginning to a sentient being. And so as such, then innate afflictions in the continuum of a sentient being would have no beginning as well. For as long as a sentient being existed, the innate afflictions has always been there.
다들 갈래 하고 해. 갈서 그랬지. 삼로 있다도 갈라. 통만 매봐. 세라니 지르베. 지르베 삼로 땅만이 아니지. 그 즉 용해지 못 신도도 간 삼당도 가고도 통만 매. 수도도 니모나 통만 매. 삼나 통만 매. 삼자나 통만 매. 수도대서 가고도 와. 이나야 다 지르베 좀나니다.
Yeah, it's difficult to conceive, you know, that a sentient being, a person, or mind, you know, or the afflictions have no beginning. Yeah, emotionally, it's difficult, right? Yeah, you think about it, you know. But if you think about it logically, if you apply reasoning, if you posit, if you were to posit a beginning to a sentient being, to the innate afflictions, to the mind, and so forth, then you run into a lot of problems, logical fallacies, which then makes it untenable.
Yeah. 디켄치시 아니지 하 든지 생겼도 기기 아유 나선 거는 나 하고 다 스부지더니 미시 들랭기 기기 아유 나스 어때
as to whether innate afflictions can arise from the seeds established by the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence,
I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
So if you remember our earlier discussion, the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence and the seeds established by this apprehension, they are classified as path of seeing abandonments. Right?
디체 아니 딘데기 짐발 덴제 군다 디샤베 사본 텔레케베 다 니모드 저야 다 통방아 샤 쳐다면서 어디 숨어다야래 어디래 통방에 비켜 쓰게 되면 텔레 생게 유 쓰게 되면 어디래 다 숨어다야래 어디래
So the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence and the seeds of established by that apprehension are posited as powerful seeing abandonments, isn't it? So then, what about the afflictions that arise through the force of those seeds established by the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence? Are those afflictions powerful seeing abandonments or not? It's something that we have to think about.
걔는 또 통방이 겹그려 말해. 들어 공방의 차이어래 말해. 서버티 깨윈이 모델라 통방고 만약에 차이어래 말해. 통방이 겹스그려 말해. 서버다.
Yeah. So are the afflictions that arise through the force of the seeds established by the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence necessarily path of seeing abandonments or not? Well, another way of asking the question is that are there afflictions that arise from the seeds established by the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence that are path of meditation abandonments. So, yeah.
어떻게 다시 보지 무시 어떤 동반이 미쳐 습득이 연하면 어떻게
So I'm not exactly sure. So I'm not sure if those afflictions that arise through the force of the seeds established by the intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence are necessarily path of seeing abandonments or not.
You clear? No? Okay, then ask more.
You said that the afflictions are, there's no beginning to them. They're part of the continuum. But how can that be at the same time? Our Buddha nature must also be part of the continuum. So how can Buddha nature coexist with afflictions?
That's your answer.
똑가와 담보디로.
아?
똑가와 담보디로.
그래?
똑가와 담보디로. 똑가와 신앙.
The first difficult to comprehend, remember?
Let's go. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What was I saying? Why do we exist in the first place? I mean, it's like.
아휴, 가래 나고도 아, 그냥 냠도 가진 내려서 그래, 아,
그래서 내려서
냠도
대신님 뭐였지? 아니,
answer? Anybody have better answer for that question?
For them to coexist, the affliction must come after.
After?
They can't always be there, and at the same time, Buddha nature always be there.
So there's no original sin.
Huh?
I'm just joking.
That's an easy one way that they can coexist. If one comes after the other. 아니, 네 영혼이 아니, 더 많이 열어, 아니. 잘 된다.
So you're saying that
which also would make sense
So afflictions have a beginning, basically you're saying.
Yes, they have to.
Tom, what is your mom? Anna.
I mean, do we agree that once we reach Buddhahood, afflictions don't exist anymore? They're abandoned. So in order to have an end, maybe they must have a beginning.
What caused the first moment of affliction?
I don't know. So if we take your position that there was a time where we were pure, then somehow we got afflicted. So we were Buddha first, and then we got afflicted. Because if you,
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, how can the two? Okay, if my position is not right, then your position is right, and then you posit that the two must exist at the same time.
Yeah.
So how is that consistent? I'm happy to accept that, but just explain to me how is it consistent that Buddha nature and affliction exist, coexist, when one means that the other one doesn't exist.
Yeah, somebody, come.
No problem.
I think in the text it says that Tathagata essence is actually the emptiness of sentient beings' mind.
Huh?
Tathagata essence refers to the emptiness of sentient beings' mind, consciousness. So I see it as it's possible to have a consciousness which apprehends inherent existence, that appearance of inherent existence appear, and at the same time it is empty. Yeah. So Tathagata essence can exist along with a default mind. Yeah.
What exists without?
With a default mind, a mind that apprehends inherent existence. It's possible. Yeah.
Explain to him how. You're stating the thesis only.
I mean, in the first place, you have a mind. To me, it's possible for it to exist. But I'm trying to think of the case when the story about how sentient beings, when they first appear, they're all made of light. You know, their minds are clear, and after a while, they begin to have afflictions, more and more afflictions, and they acquire a causal body.
You believe that?
So. I mean, that's how it was described to me, or at least I remembered how it became causer and causer, you know. And so I think sentient beings, when they first appear, their mind actually apprehends inherent existence. They have appearance inherent existence from the very beginning. Yeah, so it is a mind of defilement, and its emptiness is the Tathagata essence. Yeah, that's my contention. Yeah,
that sounds good.
Thank you.
whether I understand what he's saying. だ、ね、こやれてる。ただ、だ、いこ、せんで、じゅんとかな。だ、こらないてる。せんで、じゅんとかな。こ、こ、でんとけなわだ、ちえてわし。のわ。だ、でんとけなわだ、ちえんとかな。こ、でんぶちんばて、ぴしんだこ。よぶれ。にゃんとよんてがし。ろ、せんでらだ、ゆかでないな、でんとなんで、ちゃくとわ。お、てしとわね、てら、みくせた、てんちん、よくちょいし。だて、だれ、てんぶちぼうにゃんた。
You said that when an ascending being necessarily has the appearance of true existence, right? And since beginningless lifetime, right? So there must be a reason for the appearance of true existence, right? So if you assert that there is appearance of true existence, then therefore, then you must posit that there is an apprehension of true existence, right? Which must have been there since beginningless lifetime, right? Right? Is that what you're saying?
But the samadana yapoda ko semdi yu chinjela, da semjegi semji yin chinjela, ani yu jin nangi yore, kaya no wachi. Si nai duka la, dendu, ngoni kutu basi nangde, pechen kyabki yore.
Well, as long as it's a sentient being, definitely the appearances of stuff to that sentient being, isn't it? And whatever appears necessarily appears as truly existent, right?
What did that? Then that society will change. Why? Nani? That lamna moshi will society will dang zuru. Nani? That nang chinse la. That dendu to shangba yudeishi. Right? Then dendu to bao zuru. That jing nang chin deishi yung deishi.
And for sentient beings who have not entered the path, like ourselves, you know, so as long as there is a appearance of true existence, then for us this necessary an apprehension of it as truly existent, yeah? Apprehension, grasping onto things as truly existent, right? So from this we can say that the innate afflictions have always accompanied the mind. So for as long as the mind has existed, the afflictions have always accompanied the mind. So as such, since mind is no beginning, you can't posit therefore a beginning to the innate afflictions. So as such, the innate afflictions have no beginning. But although the innate afflictions accompany the mind, the afflictions have never abided in the nature of the mind.
I think that's the best answer. I don't know. I can't think more than that.
Pa chayang. Pa chayang. Nyong ngung ngung. I can't tell you. 나지. 들어 마셔라. 따따 샘들은 열래 그러. 내 몸도 버셔서나 내 몸도 열래 고시 그러. 다들 제대로 공하시 바는 승리하시 지금 하는 거. 다 제대로 공하시 바인 것.
No, I just wondering about which came first, the seed of the affliction or the affliction. So it seems that the chicken came first, right? No, the afflictions. afflictions came first, no? The afflictions, yeah. Huh? You say it's the seed of the affliction. You say there's the seed of the affliction that came first. But the seed must be established by an affliction, right? Wow.
okay. You can find out which comes first. Huh?
I'm not sure.
말에 딱 가려라이나. 당어서 가슴 뒤에 슬롱나 섬섬 딱 강시다. 가슴 섬뒤 가와이. 아래 당어서 뒤에 슬롱 딱 뒤에 딱 가슴 뒤에 시작하려서 가슴 자와 침에 뒤에 딥자 감지 딱 빼든 딱 빼다 되지않 시야시래 그러봤다 딥자 빼이까봐 딱 딥자 구스 딱 딥자 빼구이와래 다가나시 딱 등기 딥자디 가르서는 감지신 보고랑 샤야래 등기 딥자디 아니 빼이까 딥자서는 딱 구다 산지기 구스구디네 마 전배도 구샤야 용구도 와
So then with regards to the example, the examples exemplifying that which is obscured and what is actually obscured in meaning. So in meaning that which is obscured is the Tathagata essence, right?
어떠시니? 따뜻해. 따뜻하게 따 빼가기 딥시. 말 빼가기 딥시. 세나다 구이구여라. 빼가기 구치.
There are nine examples. There are also nine examples exemplifying the that which is obscure. Yeah.
Oh, today. Oh, today. That is where the Nevada person. Spend on tension. Yeah, it's that day. Then she's sunken to zero. 30,000 shows so sad. 자와치는 뒤에 가서 참지. 그래서 러시아 숨이 두실 감산에서도 조선 소스.
참. I think it's verse 145, right? The three natures of this essence, the doctrine body of self, arisen, exalted wisdom, the unchangeable suchness, and the lineage. I think we stopped at 144, the first two lines, right? In the way the nine defilements, desire and so forth are similar to the examples, lotus and so forth. Because of having three natures, the basic constituent is qualitatively similar with
the nine examples of the Buddha and so forth.
Huh? To do it.
So because of having three natures, this is related to verse. Verse 27, yeah, where three reasons were given to show that the Tathagata essence exists in all sentient beings. Yeah. So verse 27 says, because a perfect Buddha's body is pervasive, because suchness is without differentiation, and because a lineage exists, all embodied are always in possession of a Buddha essence.
Oh, that don't take a lot of soil, actually. So, so, and it's a puggy. Same thing, you know, and it's a condition with your bar, said he, and in Jimu on it. Die, said it, Rashi when it died, you when it died, or did they sung it on day, well? That did they sung it on a day, said that condition with your days, so did you put a matical.
So here, the verse is establishing that the Tathagata essence exists in all sentient beings from the perspective of the result, the nature, and
the Kurangshingyura
and cause, yeah. From the perspective of the result, the nature, and the cause. So, what are the three reasons that show that sentient beings possess the Tathagata essence? Number one, sentient beings are suitable receptacles to be engaged by the enlightened activities of the Dharmakaya. Number two, the suchness of the sentient beings' mind are of not of a different nature from the Dharmakaya. Number three, sentient beings possess in them the potential, yeah, to transform into a Buddha's body.
Oh, toxini, that on that, this sugar, tela, and it's a carcer, that. Oh, today, Tanya, that on that. Today, that come the shinibo, said Tanya, that rushes some get that tongue, she got it. Or what that the sugar is that that I'm seeing some demand, what is it? That the sun could be troubled. You should be a job of Sanjay Tille and the shell of trouble and say it up. And it should be good, say the candidates that on the tea, my teaching you at a toma.
So, of the three natures, the first one, saying that the verse 27. So because a perfect Buddha's body is pervasive, yeah, is here the first nature is showing how, or saying that basically sentient beings are suitable receptacles for the enlightened activities of the Dharmakaya, yeah, to engage, right? So here, then there's an explanation of what the Dhammakaya is. So the explanation of Dhammakaya will come soon. But these three natures, right? Now, the three natures, right? That you know what the three natures are, right? So these three natures, the natures of this, the doctrine, body of the self, the reason is all the wisdom, the suchness and the lineage, are to be known respectively through three examples, 3, 1, and 5 examples. Yeah.
도수도가라 죽어도 점을 집에 뺏음 소독세네 되니 대신이 점을 집에 빼지 안 산재기 점을 집에 뺏나 소독성에
So there are three examples that correspond to the first nature. Then one example that correspond to the second nature and the 5 examples that correspond to the third nature.
어떻게네? 다 뒤나네. 다 죽고 죽고 처벌 집에 뺏음 쓴다. 죽고 쓰다 간대래. 쓰나다 죽고들아. 다 죽었다 뜬다. 다 죽고 숨 쓴다. 제시래. 다 갈수나 다 자고 그런 쓰나 뒤래도 와. 죽은 남이 시샤대 쓰다. 지나다. 지나 죽었고 남아 니치니다. 가서는 똑바치고 땜바치고 쓴다 죽고 니스는 독재래 아니 땜바치고 되라 한 낭세기 니치시다 아니 지금 빼나 다 예등에도 장등에도 쓴다 독신이 땜바치고 되라 니치 어딘다래
Okay, let's look at the correspondence of the three examples to the Dharmakaya. So in the first place, the Dhammakaya, the doctrine body, is known to be known as having two aspects. Yeah, the Dhammakaya, realization of Dhammakaya, and teaching Dhammakaya. Yeah. And the teaching Dhammakaya or the Dhammakaya of the doctrine is divided into two: the interpretive sutras and the definitive sutras.
어떻게 되나? 돈다 답배 다 죽고 숨 쓴다 대대 알아봤겠으나 다 가서랬다. 다들 자고 가는 사람 죽고 남이 시작해 주인 신도 팀했다. 뒤에 뒤는 사방 나서 순이 때문에 다 뒤가보다 죽고 남아 숨 쓴이 대대다. 알아봤다. 당부 다 죽. 조상 그니 출세 당한 새벽값이 죽고 쓰야 대처말 집에 뺏숨 쓰도 가다 돈다 죽 등기 죽고 숨 거에서 대처비 뺏숨 거야 대.
Sundi,
ah, check the tele, chuck, the issue, chuck, goose, and check the wa. That temper, chuck, alwa. Toba chuckles and ish, then a nobody musum to me, and a consort up again. Change into Timetan, said Conazal Conotilla. That topa chuckle the temper chuckle knees, that topa chuckle caressena, change into Timetan, said Dogana to dine at a chain. 당신 넘버 타바티니 아니 무슨도 미시티니라 무슨도 되게 타지 미시티라다 똑바치고 세다들 진신도 되면
So this Dhammakaya is to be known as having two aspects here. The Dhammakaya of the teachings and the Dhammakaya of the realization. So the Dhammakaya of the realization basically refers to the wisdom that directly realizes here. The emptiness, right? So the verse says the very undefiled element of a superior qualities, the doctrine body that is the object of the exalted wisdom of individual insight. So yeah, that's the referring to the Dhammakaya realization.
Oh, 독세 다 드네마 아니시 다 돈다 드네 다 똑바 추지 구스나 다 먹이다 가르사 제마다 타베 아니 다 추 제마다 타베 아니 지 대신이 무슨 또베 다지 미시지라 다 또바 추지 고스게 알아들
So the Dhammakaya of realization is the wisdom that directly realizes element that is undefiled, an element that has been separated from the defilements.
어때? 다 되네마 아니시겠다. 뒤에 유진 사바당 수도가라 다 예정도 생명 대순구열에 나도다 대바 죽이고 나도다. 내 수도가라 또다 주님 모습으로 통한장다 주님 모습으로 통한 대당 틈바지 아니 좀 내게 마 아니시겠다. 두샤라 대야기다 예정도 생명다 송랍시 걸어와. 다 틀었다. 뒤직샤야 직래. 다 좀다 예정도 샤야 어디를.
And then the Buddha taught what he has realized. Right? He realized emptiness directly. He saw, and then based on the realization, he taught according to what he realized. Yeah. And that subject matter forms the main body of the definitive sutras.
어때? 다가나시? 아니시다. 운전 나서가 때문에 아니시다. 당당도 선하다 군접했죠. 조얼신의 대학 도대조다 당당도 선이샤지 다티다. 그래 다 당당도 선 독시하들.
And those sutras that teach the conventionalities are posited as the interpretive sutras.
어떻습니까? 다 돈다 되게 가르쳐나 돈다 되래. 돈다 변하다 당부 죽이고 수다 돈다 되래. 죽을 점을 채비디 되래 가르쳐. 어떻습니까? 샤스 다 되네만 되래. 다 간디스 다 빼 간디스 자기래서나 다 되래. 이 왁들로 또 왔어. 안 직된 대신 지금 들어 지는 미미배. 대신 샤만 이 당부 나와니 또 때마야. 나와서 뭐 추대면. 낭제로 직파신데 남반 낭제 초대면 낭제 뭐니 신세샤서 다 뺏음 되겠다 죽었습니다 뺏음 자네 시에 어디 말
요소해 And how then? What are the examples that exemplify the Dhammakaya? So I think it's verse 148. Yeah. The teaching of the mode of subtle profundity is like the single taste of honey. The teaching of the mode of the various aspects of method is known to be like the kernels of grain dwelling in the covering of the husk.
어떻습니까? 다 텔라텔라 다 단다 먼저 답하기 빼이감 시에기 다 산지기 구부스 다 단다 지금 산지기 구지 샤지 다디 가리 총거로서나 또 아니 또
147 as well I should have read that first yeah
yeah 다 총벌 차야 돼 가리 총거로서나 저도 다 또 추지고 총벌 차야기 빼라 숨해시래 답하기 산지기 구세디 답하기 또 추지고 총벌 차야 어디
So there are three examples, the body of Buddha, then honey, and the kernels of grains and dwelling in the husk. So these are three examples exemplifying the Dharmakaya, isn't it? So of the three examples, then you have the first one, the body of Buddha, isn't it? So that exemplifies the Dharmakaya of realization.
어떻습니까? 드네마 아니시겠다. 나는 당제되기, 나 조조보기다. 당등, 아니, 여정도 조물지. 그러면 여정도디, 아니, 가르선, 빨리. 당제나 다와래, 어떻습니까? 숭해, 가르선아, 나 당제디, 나왜 랑시, 아? 이봐, 대신도 아니시겠다. 나다, 빨리, 여정도디, 아니, 조시에기, 아니, 동반이들아, 뭐라 믿어요? 여험해 봤어. 어떻게 돈에다 빼자네, 숭해들이.
뭐 그래서
아 뭐 Then the taste of honey, this one taste, a single taste of honey, exemplifies the definitive sutras. Just as honey is just as honey is sweet, just as that taste and that sweet taste. Likewise, the subject matter of the definitive sutras, emptiness, it's so the nature of emptiness, entity of emptiness is always the same, just one. Yeah, it doesn't change, right?
Oh, takadashi, tine mata, ta tando do sena tine, ta zo kunzo dambo zo urchene tenki ta, do ti, ani ta tando do sena duk shahare, ta ti, ani shi ta, pagi, shumba dan, re, dui shumba dan ta wadis, ta tanda tine. Oh, tine be. Shumba dan chibi diw jimura ta la kura khanar. Tetan tawaris. Tata dani karisana pagita. Pena kunzub naso jitin yate inayang zo zo ta. Ti ane kunzub naso tenbi nyingbo di zo zo karisana. Pagi samu tombani to yang kita chik tap dhu shiris. Lata zo zo pagita. Di naso jitin zi tuen la tuengi nyingbo di tombani to yang shiris.
And the interpretive sutras are sutras whose main subject matter are conventionalities. It could be any kind of conventionalities, a whole variety of diversity of phenomena, right? And the example of the kernels of grain dwelling in the husk exemplifies the interpretive sutras. Why? Because although there are so many different kinds of conventionalities that are shown or taught in the interpretive sutras, but at the end of the day, they are all methods leading to the realization of emptiness. Yeah. So the essence, the heart of the matter is that these are all methods leading one to the understanding of emptiness.
Oh, don't that tell it? That pay comes there. Penata, shumbe, shumba dan chebe. Ti na la ta dui budi yaro wa ta na shen. That kunzu na sao tenbe. That nyingbo do ti that thanda do ti pagita. Ti la shi tomani to ai shi tu da zo kunzu kishu ti ai shi. What is
what do shen ta? So what you find after uncovering the husk of is you, what you find in the middle is this grain, isn't it? So likewise, with the interpretive sutras, although there is a whole range of conventionalities are taught, isn't it? But at the end of the day, what they are trying to do is to lead one into the understanding of emptiness. There are methods, yeah. So which is the essential point, yeah. The essence of the heart of the matter is emptiness.
What is that? That is Penata Casora Penna. What is that? Penata. That is some of the part of my Penna Chugu, Sanjay Penna Chugu Chile, Dijela Trouble, said the pass of Montamena, almost a Sanjay. That is a line that Tonto and you didn't do Sunday. That was soon the Chile, Dijela Juice. Chukur chile chuk sehdi zo zo da dokpa dokpa chukur chung tine ane si dokpa chukur chung genche dani di dokki tangda nyetung to sungche dani da sungi chile di da dushala chukai chile dwa da tangda tine sungdi ane chungche ane dushi nyamsa langbal tene ane chile chukai chi da samba tangda tindar wata.
So if you think about the
the evolution, so to speak. So one achieves the Dharmakaya realization, the wisdom truth body. Then the enlightened activity of that Dharmakaya, what does it do? It teaches the Dharma to sentient beings. Both the interpretive and the definitive sutras are shown, revealed, taught to sentient beings, right? So these are the enlightened activities of the wisdom truth body, which is the condition for those sutras to be taught, isn't it? Then by depending on the practice of the meaning of those sutras, then sentient beings put them into practice, isn't it? So in that sense, this is how the enlightened activities of the Dharmakaya touches or engages sentient beings.
독신에 따뜻한 산지 송이 다 누적 간대지는 죽도배시 어떻게 숨기어래? 저서 산지 송이 틀레 수단이 누적 간대지는 죽도배시 어때?
So the enlightened activity of the Buddha's speech is said to be able to engage all sentient beings, any sentient being.
어디들셔 따뜻니 따 조상군이 조실당서 대양 조선마당에 따변한 산적이 틀려 두셔 심지어 탐자가 최근에 가득히 추그래 대선마당고도 와 아니지.
So verse 27 says because the perfect Buddha's body is pervasive, so the enlightened activity of the Dharmakaya engages sentient beings, isn't it, right? But this is we have to think how does the case now? How does the Dharmakaya communicate with us? How does it engage us? Does it engage all sentient beings?
What the hell? 또 심지어 탐지라. 다 이시치고 틀레 주로게 누가 여대마시 다 돈다 뒤 대바라본다 심지어 간디지 형고란 유라 다 이시 틀레 주로는 그 산지기 틀레 주로게 누가 지 여아랬다 다 대다 비지 랍투거로 봐다
It is a fact, it is true that all sentient beings, if it's a sentient being, a sentient being necessarily has that potential, that capacity, the potential to be engaged, by the enlightened activities of the Dharmakaya. So from the sentient being side, there is that capacity to be engaged, so to speak.
어때네? 다 되네마 아니시 대신이 세지. 다 대신이 더 추트마디 다 되네. 다 되네마 즉 자와디 대사래. 아 라신 주와 매번은 여는 남바 다시당 대신이 더 세기는 소동 총벌 주마인시다. 다 대신이 세지. 다 돈도 되기다.
Then next is the correspondence with the suchness. So in verse 27, the second line says, because suchness is without differentiation, isn't it? So then what is the correspondence then? Which is the next verse. And the example of Go exemplifies that second nature of suchness. In Tibetan is quite short, but in English, in order to make it readable in English, then you have all these exemplifications, which is makes it quite a mouthful. The suchness, which is the nature of phenomena, is always changeless and is virtuous, right? Is pure. Therefore, this suchness is said to be similar to the form of gold. I'm in Tibetanese.
Oh, Tirisha. Tatunda Tire. Tishinin Sinin Sertan Tawares. Tatunda Petosin Jai. Pena Serti. And it says you walk around like you are meeting. Sir Korangi, all that you are meeting. And it said, when the bay comes to city, ngōla kiwa mēta, inā yā, yā jī jīngirik tā mēta, sō chī sō tūpē yō tē jī, yōwa, kiwa tā, anī shī, o tērē, tēnī rāngshīn dā, yā mā shū pā, tā pē kāp tā tērē wā, sē kī rāngshīn dā, yā shū yā mā rē sī, o tū sī.
So how does goal exemplify the nature, the second nature, which is suchness? Yeah. Goal in itself, its entities will not change, and by itself, it is not. It doesn't rust. Goal doesn't rust. Yeah, gold doesn't rust. I mean, you can rust forming on gold, but gold doesn't rust, yeah? Right?
Oh, shen to kyo me ba. Ani gen shen da me da so ya yoro, gen to kyo re tinde yoro ya.
Gold will never change its nature. Gold will always be gold. And gold can be used, can be formed, shaped into different things. Ornaments, jewelry.
Oh, tuk sini pela tina shini, ta tuinke kabla yang, pena ta, pena chu, pena kamdi shini yungpo, ta simra shini tongba sivay na, ani ngô shin tu kiwa mewa desu, pe kabla, a tuinke kabla tira ngô shin kala lupagi, re, kamdi shini yungpo sin ta, kam, ra shini tongba di ngô shin tu kiwa me, dinde kamdi shini yungpo tila mikbi lodi, ani ngô niki kiawa chaye, rwa, 되래 아니 디 라시 아니 라시를 팀에 마셔 봤지 라시 넘버 다 버렸어 어떻게 라
so how does a go so I mean go exemplifies the suchness isn't it the nature basically that the Tathagata essence right exemplifies that right the suchness so in meaning the Tathagata essence is by nature pure 아니 숨도 정해도 맞아 숨가 되나 뭐는 뭐 이거
텔라 믹베 빼나티 감 감디신 뭐지 뭐를 좋아하냐 봐
그러면
이제 텔라 믹 감디신 뭐 텔라 믹베 로디
아니 개와
로 개와 차야 아니 라신 나버 딱 봤어 라신 라신을 치면 마셔 봤지 감디신 뭐 쓰나 라신 나버 딱 버렸어
So the yeah the Tathagata essence suchness yeah of the mind yeah, will never change into something else. The mind that focuses on this suchness, it realizes the suchness of the mind, is by nature virtuous. And this suchness of the mind, the Tathagata essence, is by nature pure.
어떻습니다. 셀라 배샤세. 어떻습니다. 송해시르샤. 어떻습니다. 디지. 안 되네 마티레. 다 리기 주든 셰디 티레. 맞다. 리기 주든 셰다 리글라 다 빼인가 근데 다 주든 셰디.
Okay, so we have covered the correspondence with the Dhammakaya, correspondence with the nature suchness. Next is correspondence with the lineage.
어떻게네 다티 리기 아니지 백만만 세도 걸라 리기 코랑 뭐 코랑 처벌 집에 빼니 그야래 한 리기 뭐 코랑 처벌 집에 빼니 아니 리기 누바 처벌 집에 뺏음 어디래
so there are five examples that exemplify the lineage right of the five examples two exemplify the nature the entity of the lineage and 숨디가다.
누바.
누바.
And 리기 누바 처벌심에 뺏음소.
And there are three examples that exemplify the capacity or the potential of the lineage. Yeah. So there are five examples, right? Five examples that exemplify the lineage, right? Of the five, two exemplify the entity of the lineage. Three exemplify the capacity or the potential of the lineage. Yeah.
어떻게네? 다티네 안에 리기 뭐 안에 있다. 처벌책이 따뜻다 따뜻다 빼니 위아래 대 가르쳤으나 대다 때단대 우신신도 즉대 남녀 시설들 도매라시 매보다 양달랑보 초이도스
So what are the two examples that exemplify the entity of the lineage. They are the examples of a treasure and a fruit tree. So verse 150, like a treasure that naturally remains under the ground and the fruit tree that gradually grows with exertion, the lineage is to be known as having two aspects. The pure element of the superior qualities, that naturally abides since beginningless time, and the developmental lineage of the supreme virtue newly aroused, through the exertion of and so forth. This is an explanation.
어떻게 다 디스도 갈라 다 산책 릭스도 갈라 돈다 다 니야레 소도 수야레 산책 릭스도 바 니나라 체시 다 간다레스나 다 통마 매반다 그 라치스다 지금 그래 라치스 집에 다 라시 내릭스 다 그 라시는 내대버시 통마 매반 유대버시다 그래 같이 라시 내릭스니 직샤해 그러와 아니 지야 토속이 아니 토발로 소바 대다기 아니 지 랑발라 때네 중에 아니 지 예주릭스니 어디릭니 그래 소득수면
So with regards to the entity of the Buddha lineage, there are two. Yeah, one is the naturally abiding lineage, and the other is the developmental lineage. The naturally abiding lineage has always been there. Yeah, has always been there. That's by nature. Has always been there. Whereas the developmental lineage is aroused through activities such as hearing, reflection, and so forth.
어디들 다 딘데 인도 갈라 다 랑신도 네베 안에 지 다 릭티 랑신네리 데 처음을 제디 다 랑신네리 세데 가서 데다 나와서 어때다 어디 빼 데다 나와시네 수 네.
So the naturally abiding lineage there has always been there all the while all the time is likened to a treasure.
도시네 다 가르스나 다 림부지 때스도 안에 지 봐 지 미지 수업에 개발을 왔고 배는 배는 무지 때려서 싸우는데 미 수업에 개발을 왔고 나다 그게 유대만 싫어와 그러고 주원 내지 두부도 가라고 라시 때도 유대만 싫어와 그러고 어때 디데네스 아니 여반이자 근데 때지 아니 싫다 우리 무지 탐지기 중에 자야지 그러고 어때 빼때로 자세 또 나 라시 내리 세대 다 산지기 다 보기기 나는 떡줄라서 왜 이래? 어째 탐지 아니지? 탐지 중 내기 시실했어. 따라하신 내리세리.
So the naturally abiding lineage is likened to a treasure. Perhaps a treasure may not convey the meaning. The treasure here is a naturally occurring one. The things that we naturally occurring. Minerals, precious stones. So that's what the treasure here is referring to. Yeah. Like the stuff that we mine. So, like gold and those stuff, they're naturally occurring. Yeah. They're not man-made, isn't it? Naturally occurring, not man-made, isn't it? And these basic minerals or naturally occurring precious substances is that which makes the other kind of precious substances possible from which you can make from the mine gold mine diamond mine whatever you get all these then you can get diamonds and gold and you can have a lot of precious substances naturally occurring right so likewise the naturally abiding lineage is the basis that makes the achievement of the 10 powers qualities of the Buddha like the 10 powers and so forth make it possible. It's the basis. Yeah.
Oh, that 산재기 유대 탐재 안에 중중기 that 내 시 세디다 감대시 모 세디자 that's 어때요?
So the Tathagata essence is the basis that makes it possible for the achievement of all the qualities of Buddhahood. Yeah.
어떻게 되네 맞다. 다 진주가 그랬디 아니 버려 갈사나 보기 주신 대우진다 다와래서 다변은 신 주신으로서 깨트에게 대우진으로 깨 누가 여대면 다 대우진으로 되던다 그랬어.
And the developmental lineage is likened to a fruit tree. A tree that has the potential to bear fruit.
어떻게니? 근데 아니시겠다. 바게텔라 아니시겠다. 추당 류당 졸라사베 아니시겠다. 졸라소가 된대기 아니시겠다. 겐 근데다 태바이나 아니 버리다 준신다 되물어서 막 빠도 매바 게트베시.
So if you carefully nurture a fruit tree, you give it water, fertilizer, you know, and so forth, then it can grow, and there will come a day where it will give you a bountiful harvest of fruits. Yeah.
어때나시 아니지 갑자기 진주릭 세대다 어저 아니지 토마 삼마 고마 어때데기 토네 아니지 보기 아니지 수다바이나 아니 갈래자바이나 독순다 보기 빼티나시다. 저서 더봐 꼬마 300원에 봐 독신 제발이나 아니시고 갈소래 윤대남 아니 고네 공도 폐시 아니 다들 산지 꼬마 토토에게 어떤 데서 어떻게
So in a similar in a likewise, you know, if we carefully nurture the this capacity in us to become Buddha, this developmental lineage. By exerting ourselves in hearing, reflection, and meditation, then our qualities will increase more and more, and to the, come and then we will become an Buddha.
어떻게 다티 돈다 리기 고스 어떻게 처벌시 빼니 사 어떻게 쓰는 수가 돼 되나 마다 리기 누바 처벌시 빼서 무슨 말이 되는 리기 니들 산지 고스 더버렸다 말이 다 먹고 내 돈 버니 바이 치마니 사
so so the treasure and the fruit tree are the two examples that exemplify the entity of the lineage. Then there are three examples that exemplify the capacity or the potential of the lineage. So in verse 151, it is asserted that the three bodies of the Buddha are attained through these two causal lineages. Through the first body is attained. Through the second, the latter two are attained.
어떻게 되시도 갈라 다 따라시 내리를 때네 땅에서 남지 구슴 세바이나 들에 다 구슴스나 변한고 그래 구슴스도 다 뭐니 구체 아니지 다 농구체 두구스 어떡스네 다 구슴 독스네 샤야래 그 막간데 구슴스나 독스네 샤야 제자다 담보 뭐니 구디 아니 리글라 때네 토빙가시 그러고 들에
소야 so in this
라시 내리를 때네 토빙가시 어때
So here in this context, the three bodies are the nature body, the enjoyment body, and the emanation body. The nature body is achieved in dependence upon the naturally abiding lineage.
어떻게 다들 간데서 도그래서 다들 삼당 어떻게 되나 간소를 보게. 다들 다 다시 내리 세디. 생물하신 동바 어떻게 다 동당에 들라 숨고 있었더니 뒤대기 다 감디신 용보텔라 맥체 아니 검체 아 감디신 용보텔 맥체 검체 뒤대기 경기다 이식 조사해 다 이식 조 독이 아니 비 원이고 도매 어떻게
How is the nature body achieved in dependence upon the naturally abiding lineage? The naturally abiding lineage, in short, is the mind's emptiness of true existence. So, by taking that as an object of meditation, by focusing on it, then meditating on it, then one accumulates the collection of wisdom, and it's in dependence upon which one achieves the nature body.
어떻게 다 되냐마 다 견주이를 때네 다 고치만이 다 변한 다 농주주비 구당 아니 조금이 도명하여 대승거여래.
And by depending on the developmental lineage, the complete enjoyment body and the emanation body are attained.
어떻게 다 가르스나 되래 변하다 견주이를 세게 가르치거나 그래 소소하니 직대 아니 견주이 직대 변한 참바다 인제다. 왓딘데게 아니지겠다. 세메권에 아니지겠다. 냠레체지 권에권도 배우 떡이 아니 보게 가르쳐 소나무 초사에 소나무 초사에 떡이 아니 수기 구토베 어디 수거야 수기 구스도 가나다 뭐이고 막 놓고다 두고서 어떠시니 수거나 이용해 어때래.
So with once practices conjoined with love and compassion, one accumulates the collection of merit in dependence on which one achieves the two form bodies, the enjoyment body and the emanation body.
어떠시니 돈다티레 다 돈다티레 빼나 빼나 가서래. Otoxine, that Tirisha, that Tinamata, Tirisha, Tangbutang, Tangwonigu, Anichipa. Becaneres, Natire, Wonigu, Somersi Petitire, Wonigu, Zeba, near the Zepunda Shisha, the Tishinkin, Chimita, Yenderin, Tayshusta.
The nature body is likened to a image of Buddha made of precious substance. Yeah. So that's verse 152. The beauty of the nature body is to be known as like an image made from a precious substance. For that which abides naturally is not made anew, and the qualities are a treasure of precious substances. The example here is a statue of Buddha made from precious substances. So with respect to the precious substance, these precious substances could be gold, it could be anything. They are naturally occurring, they are not newly fabricated. So by using these unfabricated, naturally occurring precious substance, and one can fashion, can basically mold, transform that substance into a Buddha statue. And that Buddha statue can then fulfill the hopes of sentient beings. So likewise, you know, the nature body is not something that is fabricated, it's not something that is made, or it's not something that comes about through causes and conditions, but nevertheless, the nature body is beneficial to the sentient beings. Then in verse 153, the first half is describing the correspondence to the enjoyment body, and the second half is describes the correspondence to the emanation body. Because of possessing the great the wealth of the kingdom of the Mahayana doctrine, to the complete enjoyment body which completely enjoys the Mahayana doctrine is like a universal monarch. And because of having the nature of a reflection, an emanation body is like a gold image. Just as a universal monarch, a wheel-turning king exerts a control over his kingdom, is able to enjoy all that he has, all that he controls. In the same way, the Sambhogakaya, the complete enjoyment body, completely enjoys the Mahayana teachings. Perhaps it's useful to know that the enjoyment body possesses five certainties. Yeah. Okay, certainty of abode. The complete enjoyment body abides only in Akanishta. Certainty of entourage. The entourage in the complete enjoyment of a complete enjoyment body is necessarily made up only of Mahayana superiors. Okay. Number three, certainty of Dharma. The complete enjoyment body teaches only Mahayana Dharma. Certainty of time. The complete enjoyment body exists as long as samsara remains. Number five, the complete enjoyment body possesses the 32 major 10 signs and 80 exemplifications. So the complete enjoyment body remains for as long as samsara exists, yeah. Which means that the complete enjoyment body does not show the aspect of passing away into the sorrowless state. And the emanation body is here is likened to a gold image of Buddha.
Number
간소라 빼나 따따다 두고 수도 던다이 퇴기 빼나 간소라 산재기 죽이고 이시 죽이고 자기로 와 퇴기 워티 발라 따 두자 소소라 아니 마바다 퇴지 아니 주위에 남아 나서버시 나용하시 나 두고 세대 뒤
Just as gold can be fashioned into different things and can appear, and it can appear as a statue, it can appear as a jewelry, it can appear as whatever, you know, right? So, the emanation body actually, I mean, in essence, the emanation body is actually not of a separate, distinct nature from the Dharmakaya, yeah? Yeah. It's just that it appears in different forms, to the trainees according to their dispositions and capacity.
어떻게 제자다 돈다 내 친다 돈다니 티레 가서라 보겠다. 집샵 빼고 쓰는다 라시 숨들라 봤지 않네. 독신의 소야지를 샷단다 티 책도 돈다 티대 돈에 보기. 소야래 돈다 닝보니다 감디시 닝보디 라시 숨지거니 시기하래. 다 라시 숨지 처벌세기시도 빼고요. 어때?
Yeah, so those are so these are the nine examples that exemplify that which is of that exemplifies the obscured. Yeah.
Yeah. No. 다 감디 아니 도시기 유진시야마 세세리 때문에 감 도시기 유진시야마스다 감디 도시기 유진 가르레스다 감디 수도구야데 수도구야 말해서 어떻게 되게 넘셔 송해서
one five four that
it 잡아라나 티그메다 감디 수도구 수도구 말해서 자원시도 틀어 수도구 수도구야 말해서 라존 남지 담담데 대반이게 도시야인스 님의 경골 오바와 미매반에 포함했습니다. 이 고개는 걸지는 못하다.
So next is a discussion about the consciousness that perceives the basic element, the Tathagata essence. Yeah. So basically, in simple English, who are the people who realize? Who are the persons who realize? This basic constituent. Yeah. Oh. Whatever, anyway. Ah, did it sound? Aya. 154. The ultimate, essence, whatever that is. The ultimate essence of, the self-arisen is to be realized through just faith.
님의 오버와 미매반에 포함해 스남.
So for the blazing light of the disc of the sun, sun lah basically, is not seen by the idols. Is that just a word?
Whatever. Okay, I don't know what this sentence talking about. I don't know.
Huh? Idols.
뭐래 다들 아시아에서 비신 다들 비신 비신 다들 갈래도 싫음 다 비신 잡아라다. 알레 다 샤바키면 다들 다 참지 대라 샤시. 로다 가정지 람림과 메드 가정에 맞지 라버데 한테 빠라시 한테 잠치 소들. 람림 고미에서 양 가정에 막 고미하러 와 다디데스 람나 섭소들.
So we will stop there. Then There was quite a long break since we last discussed about the Lamrim meditation. Yeah? So there are those who signed up for that right last year.
어떠신이 가장 좋다 등골한테 기부충은 남자도 오시 꼬매티 배신다 내도 오시 배신 차별 수도 오시래 어떻게 기부충은 남자도 오시.
So I think up to this point in time, I guess we have kind of covered or finished with the topics or the meditations on the path shared with the person of small capacity.
어따디 계신 분이시다래 성구에 따로 당주다 기부 충만 남셔디 쉬우지다 지금 계신 분이시 오늘 지금 다 조금 걸 내야 담보 책을래 제가 어따디 오늘 보기 강토도 들어 배수 치고해 어때래 고래나 어때래.
So I really think that the meditation topics, you know, in the context of the person of small capacity, are extremely important. They're very important, especially for us beginners.
고집이야 세벌시고 세벌체라 아니 토바 삼바 공바 디토네 릭디야 세벌치고 그도와 그리고 릭여베 미쇼고 릭디 세벌치고 그도 세벌체라 토바 공바 삼바 디데이전 세고야시.
And so if we you know relate this to the topic of the lineage or Buddha nature, just possessing the Buddha nature, just possessing the lineage in itself, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's not sufficient, right? Just because, oh, I possess the lineage and then we just leave it as that. That's not enough. What we have to do is to awaken the lineage. Awaken. Anyway, to activate the lineage. And that is done through hearing, reflection and meditation.
어때? 나 대야다 바도 삼았다이나. 우리 세 오늘 지금 세무때 수구제 대야지라 주와 주야지라 오늘 보이다. 삼아도 땅과이나 조사과에 뒤바장과에 조사 뒤바장이면은 아니 시다 가보래. 우리 세 보기. 내가 조사 뒤바장이 조사 뒤바장에 대한 제시 무시 차별해.
So in order to awaken the lineage, to activate the lineage, no? Then the accumulation of merit and the purification of negativities and obscurations becomes extremely important. Yeah. Without which, no? It becomes very difficult to awaken or to activate the lineage.
어 tindarisha, ta tinde chipagi ta chosan tibshan yakbu chi yunga laya ta sama yakbu tangbaya na jamdo yakbu chi kwaya shi pagi karsawara pagi jamdo ngunay chi netu nambaji machung na ta chosan tibshan sayde ngunay kakbu chi re chesan ta jamdo yakbu chi kukuyo re.
So accumulating merit and purifying the mind of obscurations and negativities becomes extremely important, without which there's no way to really activate or awaken the lineage, so if we think about accumulating merit and purifying the mind of obscurations and negativities, in order for one to really you know, have a good practice of doing those two things, yeah, it very much depends on the quality of one's refuge in the three jewels, yeah. So if one's refuge, you know, doesn't really hit the point, hit the mark, then it's difficult also to have a good practice of accumulating merit and purifying the mind of obscurations. Yeah.
Oh, today, so that jamro sense that thoda thire that by kunjo sumla ani si yishi be tapas onen onen yapushi kukuya re thoda thire. Today yishi ki tapa yobai na ani si pagi lende ki namsha. 아니지 다 대대 송발라 아니 신원의 이세 약부지 마시래 다 이세 약부여나 아니 방랑 출신도 지도해 와랬더니 배단 대파 샤파 세다 원의 약부 형태 어때 재산사 장로 구구도 어때.
So refuge is essentially a faith trust in the three jewels, yeah. And if you have good refuge, if you really have real refuge, yeah, then you would have faith and devotion and trust in the workings of karma and its effect. Yeah. And when one has, you know, really some conviction in karma and its effects, then that will make a big difference to the practice of discarding the negativities and adopting virtue, isn't it? And so having strong conviction in karma will make a difference to the quality of our practice of purification of negativities.
Yeah. 갈소래. 세대기 딴 남도 냐봐 먹고 오시네. 남도 똑똑하시. 뭐, 렌데기 남시야 보시. 방금 출신도 시하고 시도 되나? 세대다. 남도 냐봐 먹고 오시. 아니, 남도 똑똑하시. 어떻게 내시 똑똑하나? 아니, 원해 지금 봅니다. 뱃나. 갈소래. 보기. 지마톤 얘기로 세지야 디네시네 시다 갈래 용토해지고 지마톤 얘기로 쓰다 체리 남자냐 뭐 망보지 가야 되거나 아니 지마톤 얘기로 쓰다 오늘 다음에 또 얘기로 되도 시네 개토해 시티 말해.
So with a faith of conviction in karma, then one would have a good practice of abandoning non-virtue and adopting or cultivating that which needs to be cultivated, virtue, right? And if you have that, your practice in that is good, then naturally, you know, all the negative discursive thoughts related to the affairs of this life, attachment to this life, you know, all these worries and fears and frustrations, you know, or all the, you know, whole range of disturbing, discursive thoughts that arise due to the attachment to this life, or preoccupation of the affairs of this life, will naturally weaken and subside. Yeah. And only when that happens, then there is mental space, you know, to really sit down and consider, you know, one's future life. And then gradually, then one's interest, you know, the interest in our own future lives will become stronger and stronger. Yeah.
어떤들샤 제단 텐데기 제단다 보기 좀더 약보지 용할래야 제단다 별남을 수많은 신뢰 보기 다 집을 중앙가로 수행해 다 변한 내외 동안 이달의 동안 아니 지다 두려 동안 단지 수급 동안 때도 가로의 섬 땅고도 와 원해지 보기 다 예수 동안 섬 뒤에 아니 지 Lieji sasa to kona, ane chik tin nabar mi tibuti, ane tu, ane dunga chimbo shui nyongwa, te yurungbo bato nyongwa. Chin nabar mi, lieji saba, nabar mi tibu shishi nyongwa, tindela ane karo samu makona, ane chik da kapu to wanchi, gunjo lam, chik tepa chi chikwa yuwa kapu yore.
And in order for real refuge to arise in our hearts, we first must be aware of the suffering that we will endure in the lower realms, in the hells, hungry ghosts, and animal realm. We have to feel that certainty that, oh, I've accumulated all these non-virtues, and each instance of those non-virtues will have four results. We have, you know, as explained in Lamrim, isn't it? For example, the fruitional effect being definitely a rebirth in the hells, hungry ghosts, or animal realm, right? And so we have to feel that we have accumulated the causes and we are definitely going there. And once we are there, the suffering is really unbelievable. It's so terrible. And the suffering, so we have to experience those suffering for a very long time, you know. So if we don't think about these things and we don't unable to feel that, you know, until then, it's very difficult for us to have, you know, really, you know, that reliance on the three jewels, that entrusting ourselves to the three jewels, you know, that devotion, you know, that
Yeah, until then, it's not possible. Yeah.
Oh, today is that. Manta manta la. Then you see, tonga chikwa tenzo sam. Ani le, ani chi. Number one, do nyongtang. Today, samo tangche. Ani chi, one chi ni sum. Sum de jiben nubadi, kunjo sum de yobadi, ishegi tebaji. Ani nyamar to kugi yore. Otire.
So we have to think of the suffering that we will endure in the lower realms in the future. And how that will definitely happen to us because of the certainty of karma we've accumulated, the causes. Yeah. So there must be this worry, this fear, without which then there's no reason for us to seek refuge, isn't it? To seek protection. Yeah. So with that worry and fear, then we'll be motivated to entrust ourselves to really take wholehearted refuge in the three jewels. And especially if we are convinced that the three jewels are indeed, they definitely have the power to protect us from those suffering. So when that conviction, so we need that kind of conviction as well, that the three jewels can do the job. Then a pure refuge will arise.
Yeah. Tindagi namshe yapu samu tangshe, ani kiamdo yapu uchishe, ani kiamdo yapu chungbay na, pagita lindagi namshe, ta ishegi teba yapu yunghe, ti yungna, ani panglang tsushindu chituwe. Tindagi chebay na, ani chi ngone pagita chi, kasore, ani chi pagita semla gyuwa chimbutuwe chi, ta rikse sena, ani tindagi karu okaru shita chi, tindagi shishene ta, rikse sede ta, tindagi tindse imbare, otiri.
It's not that you haven't heard all of this before. You know it already, you've studied it, yeah? So this is just a reminder, right? So then prior to the reflection on the suffering of the lower realms, we first have to reflect on how precious an opportunity we have. You know? We call it we have this human life of freedoms and endowments, right? We have to reflect on how precious it is and yet how difficult it is to obtain. But yet, at the same time, it's not going to last. It's going to come to an end very soon. And when the end comes, when the end of this life comes, when we die, well, there's only two ways, either up or down, yeah, in terms of being born. Yeah. And then if we then after that, we think of all the sufferings that we will have to experience, you know, if we are born in the lower realms, and we think about the certainty of the non-virtue, the certainty of our non-virtues and the ripening in the form of suffering in the lower realms, then that will bring about fear, and which will then prompt us to take refuge in the three jewels. And when we have a good practice of taking refuge in the three jewels, then we will also lead our lives according to the laws of karma and its effect. Yeah. And then we will be able to do a proper practice of abandoning non-virtue and cultivating virtue. Yeah. So we need a reasonable practice of all of these topics, you know, before, you know, we can reasonably have a chance of activating our so-called awakening our Buddha potential or Buddha nature.
Oh, tindrisha, oh, toshin, takata, tibu chungokola, and she called the gomtai came ever, tatuan, tuzuna, yan, gomkoe, what tinder, totai pogitachi, kananima, mambushua, ti, chibare, what toshin pogita, jabla, tebayabashi, tatu, teba, men, kakure, what toshin, jambu, number tapa yuela, and a piece of chikwe, what tire, jambu, number tapa yobaina, and a tosa dipshang, say the yapu yuas, tosa dipshang yapu chumbaina.
So you shouldn't think that there's an end to
meditating on the topics, you know, of in the path that is shared with the person of small capacity. These topics are very important. Yeah. So, right, culminating in faith in the three jewels and having faith or conviction in karma, isn't it, right? Discussed before, yeah, faith is so important. Yeah. You need faith. Without which, you know, it's very difficult to acquire any qualities. Yeah. And when we have faith in the three jewels, then we would have a very good practice in accumulating merit and purifying our minds of obscurations. And if we are able to do that well, accumulating merit and purifying our minds of obscurations, then something can happen to us, and something positive. So, as I said earlier, so if we reflect on these topics that are in the path shared with the person of small capacity, then naturally, all many negative discursive thoughts and distractions associated with this life, worries, fears, frustrations, anxiety, the whole range of, the preoccupation with the happiness of this life, all of those will naturally subside, will weaken, And this is something that is quite obvious. We can experience it, you can see it happening in others, and we can experience it as well, when our worries, anxieties, fears, frustrations, the whole range of negative discursive thoughts, that comes about due to the preoccupation, attachment to this life's happiness alone, will naturally decline, subside, And what? Then that gives you the mental space, then to think, perhaps really, there is really a point in practicing the Dharma, right? So we have to see, we have to feel it ourselves, we have to see why we need to practice Dharma, we see the point. So because if we don't see the point ourselves, then it's very difficult to practice, to try at least to practice Dharma, Then after training the mind in the path that is shared with a person of small capacity, then one trains the mind in the path that is shared with a person of medium capacity, and one why is there a need to progress on to progress in that way? Because even if one feels that I'm definitely going to get a good rebirth, I will get good rebirths, But then one has to understand that no matter how many good rebirths you get, or whatever a good rebirth it is still a samsaric rebirth. It is nature. The nature of all those samsaric rebirths will never transcend the nature of suffering. So then there's the whole, there's a lot of meditation on the different kinds of suffering, like the general sufferings of cyclic existence, and so on and so forth. Then one needs to understand, the causes of cyclic existence, what are the different kinds of afflictions, how do afflictions arise in us,
And then how do afflictions motivate the accumulation of karma? And how do we, you know, circle in samsara due to karma and afflictions, right? And then, well, the end result is one should have, the end result is to develop that wish, you know, oh man, I better get myself out of this cyclic existence. I really, you know, I must free myself from samsara. Yeah? And then you develop an interest, a yearning for freedom, for liberation. So this is how we should reflect on the path that is shared with the person of medium capacity, and we should do so by following the outlines of the stages of the path. Yeah. Yeah, for those of you who are still in that meditation regime and program, so we can reflect on meditate on the path that is shared with the person of medium capacity for the next few months, yeah.
Okay,
finish off with the